First of all, I want to start with prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your word and a spirit of God that renews our minds to the mind of Christ, renews our minds to the kingdom of God that eliminates mindsets of poverty, not enough, limited supply to unlimited supply, more than enough, extreme wealth, wealth and riches in our houses of the righteous, and where light from God or direction from God is given to us for all of our financial affairs, which eliminates being constantly provision-minded. Let's first start off with some scriptures that will help build on your mindset of abundance, unlimited supply, and more than enough. Let's start with Psalms 112, starting with verse 1. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His spiritual offspring shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Prosperity and welfare are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright, gracious, compassionate, and just, who are in right standing with God. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. He will not be moved forever. The uncompromisingly righteous, the upright in right standing with God, shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning on, and being confident in the Lord. His heart is established and steady. He will not be afraid while he waits to see his desire established upon his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor and needy. His righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God endures forever. His horn shall be exalted in honor. Speak this right now with me. My house is blessed. Because the word tells me we are blessed who revere the Lord and delight in living according to his word. My spiritual and physical offspring are mighty on this earth, and this generation of the righteous are blessed. Both prosperity and welfare, faring well, are in my house and in my house to stay, no matter the conditions in my nation or my city. Darkness is in this world around me, and they don't know what to do or have real answers to insurmountable financial problems, because they operate only out of their intellect and reasoning that is limited. But that is not my situation, because light from the spirit of counsel, wisdom, and knowledge are my constant inside information that always outdoes every natural expectation. My household is blessed because we revere the Lord and delight in living according to his word. It always goes well for my household because we are generous and conduct our lives and affairs with justice. We are uncompromising, sticking to the Word of God and the Spirit of God in all ways of our lives. We are not afraid of the evil tidings from this Babylonian world system. For we are firmly trusting in one source, and that is you, Almighty God, and your kingdom, which produces real life for us and real lasting prosperity for us. Our hearts are firmly fixed and established on the Word of God that promises us you will deal even with our enemies, and we will then observe all of their schemes against us fail. We give freely to the poor, for we know the Lord has promised us, if we lend to the poor, then we lend to the Lord, and he will repay us, and the Lord will bring honor to us. Jesus' very purpose for coming to this earth was to give us life abundantly, and you sure can't have abundant life without abundance in finances. John 10:10. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Speak this. I have abundant prosperity in my spirit, soul, body, and finances. The Word of God and the Spirit of God bring prosperity to my soul, which in turn prospers my health and all of my financial affairs. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Speak this. I seek first the kingdom of God and its operation in my life and righteous living, and I now can expect to experience all things that I need added to me. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. Speak this. I thank you, Lord God of heaven, that not only are my needs met by your kingdom, but I am also promised by you to be a recipient of the wealth of the wicked, who have controlled the wealth of this earth that rightfully belongs to you, my Father, and Jesus, my Savior and Lord, and now is mine as a child of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 2:26. For to the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he gives the work of gathering and heaping up, that he may give to the one who pleases God. Speak this truth from God's word over yourself. I declare sinners are working for me every day, and their wealth is coming into my hands for which it was laid up. Thank you, Father, for your provision, and the wealth of this earth coming into my hands, so that I am a continuous supporter of the kingdom of God's work in the earth that brings truly good news to all in the earth of your saving grace, divine healing and divine health, divine deliverance, divine prosperity, your lasting restoration of all things that are good, and preservation and soundness in people's lives, no matter where they live, and no matter their education or occupation. Father, I thank you for being so very faithful to me. Of all your promises that have no fine print. And that is why one of your names is faithful. 2 Corinthians 1:19 through 21. He isn't one to say yes when he means no. He always does exactly what he says. He carries out and fulfills all of God's promises, no matter how many of them there are. And we are told, everyone, how faithful he is, giving glory to his name.